Hello, everybody. Happy March. It's March the 1st, and it came a little bit in like a lion for us. So actually that means it goes out like a lamb. We've got quite intense winds here, so I don't know what the weather's like for you where you are. And here's my beautiful art from Shihu's art on Etsy for the March calendar. Look at this beautiful image that will be in my background for the month of March. And this is not only, I'm recording this on March the 1st, which is not only Venus Day, but this is also Vesta's Day, according to this calendar. I love how the artist puts all that. So this is the day of Vesta kindling the sacred fires. And that feels very relevant to what I'm going to talk about today, because there's a couple of aspects coming up at the weekend on Sunday that I didn't go into very much detail about on my week ahead forecast that I want to just talk a little bit more about today. The first reason why it seems such an important day to actually record it is that right now the moon is opposing Uranus. And Venus is coming up to this 20-degree mark as well. So this is activated today, but let me move you to where what we're going to look at on Sunday. Okay, Venus square Uranus. And so you can see this is on March the 3rd, 8:17 a.m. Eastern. So I'm going to get my annotation tools to do some sharing and really kind of show you what's going on with all of this. Where's my arrow? There it is. So on Sunday, have we got that? So on Sunday, that's a piddly little arrow. I'm going to do away with that one. Clear all drawings. Oh, there we go. Okay, that's better. On Sunday, we have Venus gets to 19 degrees of Aquarius. And squares Uranus at 19 degrees Taurus. And so as I started recording this, the moon was activating this by opposing Uranus. Now, a Venus-Uranus square is always pretty exciting anyway. It's kind of like innovation, ahas, light bulb moments in relationships, but it can also be like sudden change Uranus as well, because Uranus is often radical change. And so this is in relationships, values, money, all Venusian kind of efforts. And by the way, don't forget to subscribe to my channel while you're here. But why this square is so important? Venus is heading towards the end of her journey as morning star. That began with the Venus star point on August the 13th, 2023, at 20 Leo. So what this is doing is actually forming a T square. Okay, it's forming a T square that connects something that began when Venus started her journey as the Leo morning star back on August the 13th, 2023. Now, at the end of April, after we've had the eclipses and all that, and the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that's coming up, I'll mention that in a minute, Venus then is going to disappear and will have her superior conjunction in Gemini, and she will be evening star. So why is this important right now? So it feels like something that is started to emerge then is going to be now change direction. It's almost like we le started to learn this Leo to connect with our inner child, to really kind of move into that those values. If you were on my Venus retrograde class, you would have been doing that really intentionally and consciously. We did a lot of shamanic journey work to that child, that child that was so Leo-like. Like, let my heart shine, lead with the heart, put my crown on, and start to play and find more joy in life. It's now time to really kind of bring that shift and change. Okay. Now, there's going to be a few more activations on all of this. So let me just clear the account, because Jupiter is coming up to meet Uranus at 21 degrees Taurus in April, April the 20th, and will also square that point and will square this point. And these are in fixed signs. So it is about making something manifest. It's about real conscious creation for the future in Aquarius, based on letting your light shine, based on what brings you joy, putting on your crown, and then Taurus, based on bad values and getting very rooted in these things that are changing. This is a powerful T square. Okay, so I just wanted to really emphasize for those of you that, especially those of you who have anything around 20 degrees of the fixed signs, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. But also, if it's aspecting anything around 20 degrees in your chart, you will be feeling it too. But I'd like you to think back to what began under the Venus star point at 20 Leo. That the exact point was on August the 13th last year, but it would have emerged as Venus rose in the sky as morning star and began her action, more yang oriented energy as morning star, saying, this is what we're creating and this is what we're building. So I will be doing a webinar for the Gemini superior star point at 14 Gemini. That's on June the 4th. So watch for that. And that's when she will be in the waning 9.5 months journey. But if you notice, those 9.5 month journeys of Venus are the length of a pregnancy. So you have been birthing something. Something is being birthed within you, I will say. And the star point back in August was square to Uranus. Uranus went retrograde, has barely moved. He's still pretty much square to all of this energy and has stayed there, saying it's time to make radical change. A lot of it relates to releasing and transmuting and changing a lot of ancient and stuck patterns of toxic trauma within you. This is like release and a new start. So that's where we're at on Sunday. That's the biggest aspect. And I really want you to pay attention to what kind of ahas you may get or what messages you met as well, because this is really going to initiate, I'm just going to say, some very radical change for you. Okay, Venus square to Uranus is always an important aspect, but this one is even more powerful. And it's kind of like a jolt of excitement. I've talked a lot about that. This kind of like this bolt from the blue. This is when you can like meet somebody that changes your life, okay, or have something happen money-wise that kind of changes your life. So look for something radical, something quite revolutionary, especially if you have anything around 20 degrees. And if, like me, you were born, I was born end of 59, if you were born end of 59 into 60s, early 60s, 60, 1960, you may have your Uranus at 20 degrees of Leo, like me, and be going through your second Uranus square. But also anybody with 20 degrees Uranus at 20 degrees Taurus or Aquarius, you'll be having a sorry, or 20 degrees Scorpio, you'll be having your Uranus opposition. If you're were 20 degrees Aquarius, you'll be having your Uranus square. So that's all I'm going to say about that, but just feel the excitement of it. It's electric and something is going to be really kind of breaking through. Uranus is breakthroughs, revolutionary breakthroughs and inventiveness and innovation. So watch for that. But also, just after this Uranus square, we also have the last quarter square of the moon of this lunation cycle before the Pisces new moon. So let me just get that exact for you. This was playing games for me. Moon square sun. So on the same day, in the morning as well, not long after, just a couple of hours after, the moon at the Sagittarius, lovely, excited, visionary, forward thinking, seeking, truth seeking, Sagittarius moon squares off to the Pisces sun. This is all going to be around faith and belief. And this is the waning moon. So this is going within. So whatever is ignited in you with the Venus Uranus square, it's going to affect your self-belief, your faith in yourself, your visions for the future, your dreams for the future. So it's quite a magical day, Sunday. So that will affect anybody who's got anything around 13 degrees of the mutable signs. And look, this is also exactly opposing Juno, the partnership or sacred contracts asteroid or marriage asteroid. This is going to bring magical changes in relationships as well. But it's more importantly within your relationship with yourself. Okay. So it's a lovely day. If you've got anything around 13 of the mutable signs, hola. Guess what? Guess who has? Me. Anyway, the mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. That will also affect you. But this is big enough to affect everybody. Having the last quarter moon before the new moon that leads into the month of eclipses is powerful enough. There's change. This is going to be a day that is, going to ignite another shift and change. And it all feels quite a good change. Okay, moving forward. It feels very creative, very innovative, very exciting. So enjoy it. And I will get this uploaded for you. But I'm called to actually pull a quick card for it. One card, not using the tarot. I'm going to use. Let me stop my share. I'm going to use the Witch deck by Angie Sullins, WITCH, Woman in Total Control of Herself. And I'm not going to read the interpretation. I'm just going to let you take from it. Oh, I love this. The Judge, 21 degrees. Sagittarius, by the way, the Sagittarius moon has a judgment quality to it, but this is about you kind of judging where you're going in future, making judgments on what comes your way, I think. And look at her, she's beautiful. I'll let you speak, let that card speak to you in whatever way it does. Okay, so have a magical weekend and enjoy these aspects. We feel them coming now. We'll feel them even more from Saturday morning when the moon moves into Sagittarius. Oh, what an opportunity to create something wonderful. Much love. I love you.